Thank you, Devlin. Thank you. As you can imagine, it makes class quite interesting to have Devlin singing Zippy Doodah with the rest of us.
Something
to class and
having nothing
to sing Zippity Doo Dah.
He'd like to hear that.
Not tonight. Not tonight. If you want to hear Devlin sing Zippity Doo Dah in class, you'll have to come back next fall when class will start again in October. Last week, Georgina gave such a wonderful description of what class is and is not. And I'm not going to try to repeat any of that because it was so lucid. I just want to say that every week for the last 6 months, these wonderful people and I have gathered together with Millie to meet and greet the angels. And the energy that we find in that space is truly special. And the friendships that we make with each other and each other's angel friends brings us closer and closer together, and it's the glue that holds together this particular spiritual family. And we have some wonderful people up here tonight that want to share their experiences with you. But before we do that, I want to say, and I did a sampling, and I found out that happiness is a joyful heart. Happiness is the result of loving others and seeing good happen to them. And happiness is holding tight to the finger of God and knowing that God is holding your hand back. And now, to tell us about her experiences in class, is our own Lisa. Lisa.
That's just not fair making me come up after that. That's bull. I say we pretty much say, that's it. That really did summarize things. It really did. Perfect song. I would like to ask you all a question. And please think about this for a while. Answer it a week from now, a month from now, even a year from now, especially if you continue to come to Wednesday Night Forum, attend services, Sunday Spiritualist, Fraternal Spiritualist Church, and most of all, if you take Millie's classes. The question is, what miracles do you see? I guarantee you that as you continue to explore this thought pattern, your answers will change with time. I knew if I brought notes, I'd use them. I never got them before. In the handful of years that I've attended the classes and the services and the forum, the miracles that I've seen have been both amazing and simple, some abundant and some unique. An interesting catch to all of this is that the more awesome things you witness, the more the ordinary things become awesome. You begin to see, appreciate, and most of all love the miracle that is life. A single breath, a flower, even a blade of grass, everything takes on a new dimension. And just as those things have always been before us, so have the more extraordinary things that become more and more apparent. In Millie's classes, you are welcome to see and experience miracles. But beyond that, you are welcome to be part of the miracles seen by others.
Thank you, Lisa. Happiness is a sunny day and children's laughter. And now to speak to us about his experience of class is our own Jose. Jose.
Hey. Okay.
Hello.
Is everybody can hear me well?
My voice kind of weird now. More than speaking about my class experiences, I want to read about a legend. And instead of speaking about her, I want to better read it. So the name is That Angel. There was a legend about a little boy who was raised to be born and asked God, "Are you going to send me to the earth tomorrow? And how will I survive there being so tiny and weak?" And God responded, "Among that many angels, I picked out a special one that is waiting for you." And the boy said, "But here in heaven, all I do is sing and smile, and that is enough for my happiness. Will I do the same over there in earth?" And God responded, "That angel will sing and smile for you every day, and you will feel so happy with her singing and her smiling." And the boy said, "How will I understand to people when they speak to me because I don't even know the strange language of mankind?" Then God responded, "That angel will talk to you and will teach you the most soft and sweet words that man has ever heard. She will teach you the language of love." The Lord said, "What should I do then when I try to speak to you again, dear Lord?" And then God responded, "The angel will put your hands together and will teach you to pray." And the boy said again, "I have heard on earth there are so many bad people. Who will defend me against them?" And then God responded, "That angel will show you to discern between good and bad, and you will be responsible to choose between right and wrong." The boy said, "But I will be so sad because I won't see you anymore, dear Lord. And not seeing you, I will be so lonely." And then God responded, "That angel will talk to you about me. I will show you the way to come back home to my presence." In that same moment, heaven was surrounded by a peaceful feeling. No voices on earth were heard. Then the little boy asked God, with a very soft voice, "God, tell me her name, dear Lord. I want to know who that special angel will be waiting for me on earth." And then God responded, "That angel will be named Millie."
So happiness is singing and smiling. And now to share any thoughts with us is our Jerry.